Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 8th of July. ECB President Lagarde has pledged that the central bank will prioritise green initiatives in its policy, including the structure of its asset purchase programme. While this is a worthy aim, central bank policy is a very, very blunt tool to be using in aiming to achieve sustainability objectives. Fiscal policy and the private sector will have to play a larger role in this. However, the ECB's direction does underscore the fact that the virus is not derailing the sustainability focus in the global economy. The two massive structural changes of this decade are the fourth industrial revolution and the environmental credit crunch. Changes from both are being accelerated by the virus and by its impact on the economy. The rhetoric of US-China tensions has increased again somewhat overnight. There are reports that the US administration is considering undermining the Hong Kong dollar peg to the US dollar, although at this stage markets do not appear to be taking that seriously. US President Trump has confirmed an aversion to the video app TikTok, suggesting that a ban in the United States is indeed being considered. The fourth industrial revolution means that there are actually some US economic consequences from this. Some TikTok users, who are disproportionately younger, earn an income from the videos that they post on the app. The modern gig economy has changed the concept of what a job actually is. The main economic concern from all of this is the idea that individual companies may increasingly be caught in political crossfire. The interminably tedious EU-UK divorce process continues to be both tedious and interminable. UK Prime Minister Johnson appears to have revised the campaign pledge of an oven-ready trade deal with the EU by confirming to German Chancellor Merkel that the UK government was indeed prepared to exit with what UK Prime Minister Johnson calls Australian terms. No one else calls this Australian terms, and this is known as the no deal outcome. The UK Prime Minister cannot really protest anything else at this particular juncture, as it must simply be considered a negotiating tactic. Suffice to say, if markets genuinely believed that no deal was the most likely option, there would be a negative reaction. More important for markets than the Prime Minister's semantics is UK Chancellor Sunak's formal unveiling of a stimulus plan. We already know that the UK intends to use roof insulation to power an economic recovery, but some other details are also expected. The European Commission revised its economic forecasts from something to something else yesterday. These forecasts included decimal points, which is a clear signal to markets that they should not perhaps be taken seriously. We hear again from US Fed President Bostic today and also from the ECB's De Guindos. It's unlikely that either will offer anything market moving in their remarks. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.